This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, October 15th, 2020. There it is. How's it going?
It's good.
It is good.
It's almost Friday now. It's Thursday now.
It is almost Friday. I was going to try to slide that by you today.
No, I'm good at that.
Already figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
How's everyone?
We're good, man.
Is it good?
How you doing?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
That's good. I'm glad you're good.
Thanks for asking. That's my Owen Wilson. Thanks for asking. What?
That's pretty good, Owen Wilson.
Thanks for asking. That's all I can say, though. Thanks for asking. Today, weather-wise, we're looking at clouds with the sun peeking through this afternoon for just a little bit. Rain mixing in and out as well. Hitting a high of 76. Right now, though, clouds and 58 in Sugartip.
Yeah, another nice day today.
Speaking of that, I was over-listening a conversation that was going on in this very room, and that boy made me think about something I never thought about before. And I'm going to try to look it up.
Is it when he thought that Disturbed wrote that song we just played?
Whoever wrote that song probably has crazy, wild, puffy red hair.
Yes, you're exactly right.
Man, you got to, you know.
Oh, no, it's not that. You didn't choose the song, I wouldn't imagine.
I hope not.
I was just like, boy, that'd be a hard one to wake up on and get out of bed.
Yeah.
Honestly, never heard it before.
Really?
Like, I thought that was a Disturbed song. Yeah, for real.
You never heard, you heard the original, though.
No, I didn't know. I thought that was their song.
Wait a minute. That wasn't Five Finger Death Punch?
Oh, God. If you say it, you know, they'll come up next. Speaking to existence.
It's Five Finger Fruit Punch now.
No, what I was thinking about, Apple Basket, it was that Fat Boy said something kind of crass, and I was like, you know what? It's not crass.
What?
It actually, well, it's strange that you would
it's bizarre.
Say something crass, but he referred to, there's a TV commercial it was playing, and the lady was wearing a low-cut top, and what some would say is cleavage.
Oh, yeah.
But he referred to it as a boob crack.
He did.
Yeah. Big T crack.
Why is that? Why do we give that such cleavage? That sounds like, it sounds like an antebellum first name.
Well, when you say
this
cleave.
This is my baby boy, cleavage.
When you say cleave, I either think of meat cleaver or beaver cleaver.
Yeah. Yeah, cleavage.
Cleavon Little from Blazing Saddles.
Yes.
He's a sheriff.
It's cleavage, but...
They said you was hung, and they was right.
If you show the other thing on the other side, it's your butt crack.
Mm-hmm.
Put your pants up. Showing your butt crack.
I want to see your intergluteal cleft.
What would that... Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
The intergluteal cleft?
See, now you can call it that, but you know, well, I guess it is called a cleft palate. It's not called a hair lip.
Well, I mean, calling it intergluteal cleft, it's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Cleft palate, does that mean the same thing as a hair lip?
Well, I thought hair lip was the clinical term.
See.
No.
Your
right
lip,
there
Mongoloid,
with you, dude.
I don't know.
Right
your
there with you.
Has a hair lip.
Right there with you.
Well,
I remember.
Does it want one?
It's like, Daddy, what's wrong with Cindy Brady? Matthew, she got a hair lip.
She had a lisp. It's a little different.
I know. She didn't even have a hair lip. She just had a lisp.
Yeah.
She had a lisp. T 10 years later, he would have said,
"That's a great point."
Likes women.
He got a lisp.
Her tongue started growing before the rest of her body did.
Uh-oh.
That's the first thing I point out with the Surgeon General when we play his commercial.
You don't have to point it out.
And like, you can't trust him. He's got a lisp.
But, yeah, but, yeah, that was called a hair. What is that from, though? I know it's a defect or a birth defect or whatever you want to call it. But
I don't know who started saying hair lip. I have no idea.
I just wonder where that comes from. Hair lip.
It was named after the guy.
I doubt it.
Is that a hair on your lip? Nah, man, my lip's screwed up. Looks like I'm doing the Elvis thing. Hey, baby. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're right about hair lip. It doesn't make sense. Unless you, because
there's something to it where somebody said it one time and it just stuck. That's the way all these weird things are.
I'm going to look it up. This is complicated.
Yeah, it's very complicated. That's why I didn't get into medicine.
It's been around for a long time.
Is that why?
Yes. Yeah. Cleavage.
You want the Urban Dictionary meaning?
No.
Yeah, I enjoy talking about cleavage more.
Cleavage.
Than cleft palates.
Why does it make you uncomfortable? Hair lips.
Well, it just was more. We were talking about something really fun, and then we started talking about cleft palates, and we just stayed on them.
Could you have more than one?
I thought cleavage was the. I thought if we were going to stay on something, it would have been cleavage, not cleft palates.
Well, the person with the cleavage had two hair lips. That's why we're saying it.
I was out in the orchard picking peaches, and suddenly my water broke.
Oh God!
And I looked down in the orchard, and there he was, little baby cleavage.
Like immediately after the water broke?
Yeah, that's a quick birth.
He just fell right out of
really
me.
Really fast.
Yes, he did. It was a different time.
Cabbage patch.
It's a different time.
You wish it would happen that way.
Yeah, my great granddaddy, Alexander Roberts.
You couldn't get a cabbage patch with a hair lip. They should have made that special.
Excuse me, Xavier Roberts. I said Alexander. I was going to have a bunch of 50-year-old women pissed at me.
Well, it could have been. There's, you know, a bunch of people with different names.
Yeah.
Well.
You know, I woke up for probably about 10 minutes this morning. I thought it was Friday, which was bittersweet. On one hand, you could say, oh, well, that sucks. Tomorrow's Friday, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But it also means you have an extra day you didn't realize you had.
What, today's an extra day?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. You
if
can
you woke
do
up
stuff today.
Thinking it was Friday.
Yeah.
And then you say, oh, it's Thursday. I actually have one day of life that I did not know I had.
Mm-hmm. You can use it to like watch a movie or go to work or something.
Yeah.
Or both.
Take a personal day. Whatever it is you want
to
do.
Go to work and watch a movie. Watch a movie at work.
Yeah.
Bunch of munchkins.
Live your best life.
Mm-hmm. Wind up your wing ding.
Treat yourself.
I hate that.
I hate that. When
Why?
I see somebody, I don't know what it is. It's appropriation. I don't know. I don't like it.
You know.
Live your best life, girl. Treat yourself.
Okay.
Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Cleavage, get up off the ground and help me pick these peaches.
Cleavage.
You're a farmhand. That's why we had you, Cleavage.
Lord.
Oh, man, Philip Rivers would have had an awesome farm back in the day.
Oh, yeah, he would have.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
That was the prime. That and, you know, they didn't have condoms yet. Or they didn't believe in them.
I don't think he believes in them.
No.
I bet his wife don't even cuss when she has a kid.
Probably not.
She had a lot of them.
Ouch. Ooh, darn it.
Ooh.
I mean, you eventually kind of get used to it, I guess, if you've had enough of them.
No.
I mean, you know, it's got to be easier to have number seven than it was to have number one.
Yeah. Yeah.
At a certain point, even that's old hat.
I would Sometimes never say easy.
Well, that was what happened with Cleavage's mother.
I said easier.
That was her 15th child, and it just fell right out. There it was.
If I said easy in that sense, it wouldn't have made no sense.
But still, you got to carry the baby for 9 months.
Well, I'm not saying it's a simple thing. I'm saying it's probably easier when you've had seven than it is when you haven't had any.
Well, yeah.
Cleavage, get up there and pick some more and put them in the bushel.
Why are you putting them to work so early?
That's what happened back then.
He's got to go scrub off first at least.
What happened like when my grandpa legit literally fell off a turnip truck one time when he was a sharecropper.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He legit fell off a damn turnip truck. The saying might be about him because he was a sharecropper and he fell off a turnip truck.
Was he able to tell you if you could, in fact, get blood from them, though?
You can't get blood from turnips.
What?
No.
If I eat a bunch of them on New Year's Day, will I be profitable that year in monies?
Nah, they'll get some blood out of you.
I think it's more about the greens.
Turnips?
That was the thing on New Year's Day.
Interesting.
You eat turnip greens, black-eyed peas.
Yeah. I always preferred collards.
Yeah.
Term greens or collards?
Collard. I always like collards, bro.
You know what? It's one of those things with me where if it's got enough vinegar on it, I probably wouldn't be able to tell you the difference.
There's like enough vinegar and pepper, and it's just greens.
A little
bacon grease.
Red pepper flakes.
Yeah.
Roasted,
yep.
Please. Something smells good in here. It's food-wise. Not, I'm not paying you any compliments on your cologne or parfums.
I ate a cookie.
Oh.
Is it a cookie? I don't see any. Is there any other food besides a cookie?
I don't know if that's a cookie.
It's a big old cookie.
Yeah.
That's a damn cake.
Oh.
There's nice cookie reset. On the thing.
Nice reset.
Oh, yeah. Cake or pie. Both. He has no idea what we're talking about, man.
He does. He,
lost yesterday.
Remember yesterday?
He looks so lost.
The whole conversation about cake or pie.
Oh, yeah.
And then brownies or cookies.
Oh, man.
Now you guys hated pecan pies. And
no, I love them. Fat Boy has bad taste in pie.
Hush your mouth.
Fat Boy's pie tastes horrible.
Do you think that if you... Well, this has probably been a month ago I said this to one of the three people I talked to verbally.
Oh, it could have been me then.
Could have been you.
Okay.
Should have been you. Okay. Wrong son died.
Cut in half pretty bad.
That if you, you know, look, I love food. I love food. I need it, though, to survive, but then I also love it, too. Mm-hmm. Do you think that if you lost your sense of taste, it would help curtail the way you... In other words, if there was like maybe some real good, nutritious food, but you're like, God, that stuff is really good for you, but I hate it. Would you be able to... Because they say we eat with our eyes.
Yeah.
Would you be able to eat with your eyes and not with your taste buds?
No, I wouldn't. Because when I was really sick with that unidentified illness I had at the end of January where I couldn't smell and I couldn't taste and then I couldn't hear out of one ear for about 6 weeks afterwards,
Same thing with me, man.
But it was before COVID was here.
I actually gained weight during it, though.
It just had all the same symptoms, stuff, and they wouldn't go away. But when I had that and I couldn't taste anything... Yeah, it made me want to go after bolder flavors. Like, I was more likely to eat Doritos at that point because they have so much flavor or something.
You want something savory
like, something
and spicy.
Something that's, like, really, really salty or greasy or not good for me at all because it's the only thing I can taste at all.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when you get older and you lose your taste.
Old people,
sweet,
yes.
Sweet is the last thing that you lose. So that's why they eat a lot of sweets and puddings and things like that because they can taste it.
Old people always got a cachet of Little Debbie's, man.
Well... I thought you were going to say Leah, the Tabasco Pete's. Was it? What is it? Texas Pete's with the peppers in there with the vinegar.
That's the ones you use on the greens when you go to mom and pop restaurants.
When my grandpa, toward the end of his life, I guess he had no taste, and he put that on every, like, he put it on grits.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just because
taste.
It had to have some taste.
Yeah.
And he was.
He might have put it in his pud.
I don't know if he's my real grandpa. He was thin as a rail. This is my mama's dad.
He didn't fit in with the rest of the family.
Yeah.
Skipped a few generations.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, that stuff's...
Cleavage didn't pick enough peaches.
That's the clear Texas Pete, right? Isn't it clear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just like a hot vinegar, but they have the peppers in there. And now I don't even know if you get the peppers out. Because it's got a little spout at the top. I guess you break the bottle in half.
Well...
Man, when I was working cable, we gave a dog some scraps from our lunch one day, and one of the guys had Texas Pete in his stuff, so the dog ate it. He was dragging ass across the grass.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Oh, I guess it hurt.
Yeah.
Little bitty dog, too. Probably dead as hell now. It's been 20 years.
Well, probably. Little bitty dog.
He was, I mean, he was hauling back and forth.
Oh, yeah. God.
He looked like that mountain lion from the video.
Oh, man, that thing.
Holy blank face, Batman. That's a mountain lion.
I'm a kitty.
The P1 Coke man said his wife lost her taste due to some medical stuff. And he said she eats by sight and remembering what it used to taste like. Maybe if it's more long term, you can get to that. Mine was just short term for a few weeks, so it made me want to go after the boldest flavors possible to try to taste them.
What, does she have female problems?
No, I didn't want to
disclose
that.
That's all he's
going to say. You can read the text privately.
I'm about to ask him what happened.
If he shared that on the radio, she'd probably be... seeking out some counseling.
I figured I didn't have to go. I mean, he said what it was. I figured I didn't have to go into the specifics. But Fat Boy over here is nosy as a hen.
Yeah. Nosy as a hen.
Yeah.
I think he wants female problems.
I started talking about grandparents. You started talking like
I know. I can do that. I can talk to you like your grandpa.
That's what I say about the cops on the first 48.
You're fit to be tied. You are fit to be tied. That Fat Boy is a character, ain't he?
He's a card.
Yeah. He is a card.
That was a red shirt.
That was the way your grandma would say, you know, somebody's stupid or, you know. No. Elevator didn't go all the way to the top.
Fat boy, I'd say that shirt there looks like it should be a University of Alabama t-shirt.
I don't know.
It looks just like one to me.
Why is that? It's, COVID on it?
No, it's not Gamecocks colors. It's more than I've seen Alabama shirts in that color.
Yeah, I could say it's garnet, but it's definitely not.
It's not garnet. No, that's more of an Alabama red.
Can't support either university.
In fact, do you know what color red that is? You get Sherwin in here, he'll tell you. That's Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
That is the color of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, it kind of is. Like, like a slightly faded Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, the color of the can, not the caramel colored.
Yeah, the beverage is not that color.
I tell you what, I get Coke. I drink Coca-Cola, Cherry Coke, Zero, Coke Zero, all that stuff. It ain't caramel looking. They say it's got caramel flavoring. If you ever read the labels on these things, they have caramel flavoring in them.
Mm-hmm.
Does it ever taste like caramel to you? Does it look like any caramel you've ever had?
It's in there.
It's burnt.
It's in the Prowling Growling Golden Ale, too. A hint of caramel. Dude.
I'm going to go start knifing those cans.
At the store, they're all damaged. I wonder why.
Hey, man.
Dude, you know what I saw a lot? I was at the store yesterday. I was blown away by the selection of Fresca on the shelves. I've never seen so much Fresca in one place. A matter of fact, the only place I've ever seen it is occasionally some winds up in the break room here, and they used to have it in the vending machine at the Christian school I went to. Other than that, I don't really see it anywhere. But man, they're just slamming the shelves with Fresca right now.
I think they're getting rid of it, right? They're going to stop selling that.
I don't know, but it's all over the stores.
If it was downstairs here, it was probably for possible hangovers.
They're really old.
I would imagine.
You know, there was some of our beer in the little fridge downstairs that's not plugged in.
The one up front.
So, yeah, so it's kind of hot.
Yeah.
But they're still missing. I mean, people still took them.
They took those beers, too? Yeah, who would think to go in there and look for them?
I don't know. But there's like, it's not a whole six-pack they took. They peeled off a few out of each one.
At least take the whole six-pack. I mean, at least take enough to get drunk.
I tried to take my neighbor a six-pack 2 weeks ago, and I dropped one of them.
Penis store guy?
No, blank you blank, okay. The one next door. And I dropped one of them on the step, and it kind of got the little thing going on.
Yeah,
so,
pick it up and shotgun
here,
real quick.
Take
now,
it.
No, I took him over a five-pack. And then as I was coming back, I was like, he probably thought I drank one on the way over.
You didn't just pick it up and shotgun it so it didn't go to waste?
No, I left it on the steps. But I was just thinking about that because I'm going to go start knifing Fat Boy's beers.
You should.
They're all pouring out in the stores.
I need a lot of attrition with those.
Right. Oh, man. It reminds me of an adult clip I saw where the guy's getting, you know, some service.
Of course.
And he shotguns a beer and shoots his gun at the same time.
Wow.
Let's see if I can find it for you.
Is it the Blanks of Hazard?
How did he not have a heart attack? That's so much going on.
I don't know.
It's kind of the, you know, like a sneeze fart.
Yeah.
Times a thousand.
That's rough.
Too much going on at once.
Very confusing.
Yeah. Well, I've looked over the script today, and I really think we got a good Facebook fussing today.
Well, that's
I really
a damn
do.
Good Facebook fussing today.
Really, really good.
A hell of a fussing coming up in about an hour and 10 minutes.
The names that were changed to protect the innocent, guilty, and stupid are incredible today.
Yeah, they are.
They're incredulous. They're impeccable. You find it?
Yeah, there it is.
Okay, so... This is an amateur one.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
With his keys, man. I thought he had a knife. I'm sorry.
He looks like Hoss Haygood, the great professional wrestler.
That's the middle school in Pickens.
So in addition to a brand new Facebook fussing today, we have a... it's hard to get updates from people who come on the show to try to get advice or do Truth and Consequences or whatever because they've got what they need to know and they don't want to stir it all up again.
Yeah.
It's like sometimes you get on your social media and it's like memories from 5 years ago and you're like, oh, I need to delete that.
Yeah, you do. most of those need to go.
I need to delete that one. Thank you for reminding me.
How do I put this on the website?
You don't.
Well, Sproul will take care of it. Fat Boy, do we have the audio? Were you able to ever find that? I know you isolated it and then our Windows 98 would not.
Let me close this tab out first.
Okay.
make sure nothing bleeds over.
Twins are in town. Yeah, so we're going to get an update from a young lady that was trying to get some advice from not this past All Advice show, but a previous one. And here's a clip to remind you.
I used to work in a strip club, and I've had my belly button pierced. I just never got my nipples pierced, and seems like the right time to do it.
How large are your breasts and when they get in the way of anything? That's what I want to know.
I'm 5 foot tall, and I weigh about 107 pounds. They're about a handful.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's fine.
Same. Is it weird to just do one and try it out, or is that odd? I mean, if you just do them, because to commit to both of them at the same time is a bit much.
I just don't think you could do one at a time and walk around with one nipple piercing.
No, no, no. I've seen some nude pictorials of some ladies who'd have one done. It's like one done with a ring in it. It was kind of hot.
Yeah.
It was kind of really hot.
Yeah, would you get a barbell put in there, or the ring hoop, or Star David?
I would want the shield.
The shield? What is that?
It's like a barbell, but it has a piece on the front to keep from hitting it so much.
Oh, that's smart.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Like an OtterBox for your nipple ring.
Yeah.
At first, I thought she was going to get some kind of silhouette of Michael Chiklis and some kind of jewelry when she said the shield.
Oh, no, the other shield.
The other shield?
No, the other shield.
Do they have a Star David nipple shield?
Oh, goodness.
What is the Probably. Update we're going to find out? If she got her nipples pierced, if she got both pierced, and maybe what the selection of jewelry was?
It could be all of that.
Okay. Or maybe there was a BOGO going on and she got something else added.
Oh.
Yeah, so we'll do that today, as well as your phone calls, 1-800-774-0093. We also invite you to text us at 72341. That's your CVM text line. Message and data rates apply into that.
You can watch Facebook for us at Facebook.com/RiseGuys. You can also interact with us at Facebook.com/RiseGuys. We're also on Twitter at The Rise Guys and Instagram at The Rise Guys.
Well, hell yeah.
Man, it's easy to find us.
Yeah. So we're ready to go. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
All right. Well, a brawl breaks out after a guy decides to rip one in an Uber on his way to a nightclub.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do they charge you the cleaning fee for that?
I don't know. Mm. We'll get into that next in Your Eyes, Guys, and
You would think if you have to get some, you know, defumination.
Roll windows down.
Well, that too. I mean, you ain't never had one where you said, man, I need to get my upholstery clean.
I've never had to steam clean a poo.
No. Okay. All right. Well, we'll get more on that and other things next in Your Rise Guys headline.
Yo.com app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the radio.com app.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige. And her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Well, a fart has to be really bad if it sends you to jail in court, right? You would agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I tried to get 9 charged with attempted murder that time in our old office. They threw it out.
You and Miss South Carolina, too?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace.
Wow. All
one right. of them's dead. Maybe not that one.
Not her. I think she's still living.
I hope so.
I'm going to look her up and
see. So I disfigured after that day?
That's what. There's your TV show. Let's go look up former Miss South Carolinas. Let's go see. Remember, there was one from Greer.
A couple from Liberty.
Her name was Dawn.
Faces of farts.
They put up billboards of her like, oh, Miss South Carolina's from our town.
Yeah, but what's the rule? Can't they just claim a town? Like, you know, I think Miss South Carolina, more often than not, it's not even from here.
There's not a residency rule.
Well, yeah.
There should
could
be.
Kevin Garnett doesn't claim Malden anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Dang it. All right. Well, here's the story. A brawl breaks out after a guy farts in an Uber on his way to the club. So this is a 35-year-old guy named James Mallett from Kingswood, England. And back in November, he was drunk. According to the story.
Would James Mallett be James Hammer here in the States?
Maybe.
Yeah.
So he's going to the club.
Well, it sounds like the Nitro girls are getting ready to come on stage right now. There's AC Jazz.
Since he, you know, he was doing some pre-gaming and drinking before you go to the club, which is very common in big cities because alcohol is very expensive.
Why is it that we can't just simply go to an event and drink there? We have to go sit in the parking lot for a couple hours.
Because we're cheap.
Pre-game.
Yes.
I want to walk in 2 beers shy of a blackout. Why is that?
That's what we do. I don't know.
You don't pray before you go into church,
no,
do you?
No,
no. No.
On the way in so you don't have to talk to people?
Do you fall asleep, Mama? No, I'm praying before we go in. Man.
I did not kill that in South Carolina, USA. She's 39, lives in Columbia.
39?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
We got a current?
But I found the right one. I recognized her face, even without her makeup melting off.
That's got to be so much pressure to have ever won, like, a major, major pageant, and then, like, that's your thing, and then people just, as the years go by,
Yeah.
You're like, look, quit telling everybody that I missed South Carolina 74. They're looking at me up and down like, what the hell happened? Stop it, Judy.
Do you know who she is? Now. She's a former beauty queen.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Do you think she remembers that?
I imagine that's hard to forget.
You get a lot of concussions as beauty queens.
You do. You do. Those heels are very, very high if you should fall.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. So back to the guy farting in the car.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, the driver told him to get out, so it must have been pretty rank. Like, get the blank out. I'm going to die sort of thing.
They need dash cam audio of this.
You remember when you put the dildo on the army helmet and took out a whole shelf on him?
God, yes.
Yeah.
Well, so did his windows not roll down? Or?
Well, you know, some people don't accept that. And you have to understand that not everybody loves farts.
Maybe
okay?
It was raining. And, you know, in England, it rains a lot.
Yeah.
It might have been raining. You don't want to put the windows down in the rain.
It was probably putrid.
A lot of fog, too. Yeah,
so James in that car. Started punching the driver. The driver fought back and broke his finger. So he was unable to work. Lost his job with Uber.
He must have had a jaw like Jay Leno.
And he wanted some compensation for all this. And James was in court this week.
He was fighting. How'd he get fired from Uber?
Well, he couldn't drive with his broke finger is what he said.
He had a DUI also. Well,
you can't drive if you had a DUI.
Did they send somebody or did they disable your own car?
Well, I think if the Uber driver rolls up and it's like the DUI commercial where his full car is like a martini. Don't open the door.
I wouldn't pee.
Mm-mm. No.
It was beer.
He didn't pass that big olive either.
It was extra dirty.
So this happened back in November. So I'm sure that the Uber driver recovered and had to get another job. Maybe. We don't know. We're not going to judge them. That's up to the court. So
I throwed up in one time and apologized profusely and got charged. At which I was certainly glad. I mean, I wasn't glad to pay it, but I was... He didn't have to coerce me. I was like, yeah, I owe you this.
Mm-hmm. Was it a lot of money?
Is it a standard cleaning
fee? I think it was $75.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah. Well, it was... Well,
I'd make you puke in my car every Uber trip.
Just so you could get the extra... You get
rack
them
up.
Get it cleaned for $30. I'm making $45.
I know you puked in my car. Yeah. I know it.
I don't see anything about the guy losing his job with Uber, though. I think he still works for him.
Well, thank God.
That's what he said, that he lost his job.
Yeah.
Do you think if you get fired from Uber, Lyft is just expecting your call?
Yeah, pretty much.
They're like, oh, God.
Some of these guys do both.
You really?
Oh, yeah.
They allow you to do one or the other?
Heck, yeah.
Can you be Grubhub and DoorDash guy?
Oh, I don't know about them.
That's I don't know competition. About
that. Yeah, you can do both.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, so James, he decided he was going to plead guilty to assault. He got... A 6-month suspended sentence and community service and a small fine. I don't know about the other driver if he was able to resume his career.
I bet he once his finger healed up, he was all right.
Yeah, hopefully.
What if you worked at a restaurant, okay, but you don't have a driver's license and you have to Uber home to pay for it? But then you find out it's cheaper to order DoorDash from your restaurant and then ask the driver to let you ride with him to your house.
Hmm. Oh.
Maybe.
Yeah. I just hacked the system just then. That's what you heard.
Pretty much.
Because the delivery fee is what? $5.99 if you have to pay it? Versus a $25 driving fee? Yeah. Yeah. I just cracked the code.
Yeah, if you don't join the club, right? The monthly club.
Oh, yeah.
Don't join the club.
Don't do it.
They give you enough freebies.
All right, well.
Here's another hint. Tell them it was cold. They'll knock off $5. No questions asked.
I didn't get my drink again.
Well, did you know that you can purchase the house where Linda Barrett caught Brad Hamilton enjoying himself in the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Oh, that was the house.
It's up for sale.
Stacy and Brad's house.
Yes.
Does it come with the swimming pool?
Yeah.
Does it have the pool house where Mike Damone got laid? Or was that really there? Was that a set?
Come in here. You can wear some of Brad's shorts.
Let me look at the gallery. I think
I might have to get
I'd be pissed off if Angel invited some boy over at our house and let him wear my swimming trunks.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'd be pissed that she didn't get a better in shape guy.
Like the Slim Fast videos after?
He'd have tied him around his waist twice.
I hope it still looks the same, the house.
It does. I don't see, like, it looks like where maybe the pool pump is. There's a gate over that, but I don't see the pool house.
Yeah. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the listing now, trying to figure this. It's only $800,000, right?
Well, close to that.
You want
to
hook up on the couch?
Oh, there is no pool house.
No
little pool shack. It isn't there.
God. And the diving board's gone too? What in the hell, y'all?
That would film a porno there. A parody.
You gotta do the voice if you do it though.
But the front of the house still looks the same. Uh-huh. I mean, you can see him out the, you can just picture washing the car.
Oh, I want to see him dressed like a pirate.
Yeah.
Honey, put on your red bikini. I'm going to put on my pirate outfit, and I'm going to... Was he really masturbating? We don't know that for sure.
I think his kid, the character Brad was, Judge Reinhold himself probably was.
No, well, no.
He was acting. He's an actor.
Full on. Guys, look, I need to get full method into this. I need to get an erection right now and work myself out.
He might have been.
Well, if you have $740,000 and you want to live in San Fernando Valley, California, you can go purchase this house. It doesn't have a lawn. It's, rocks and bushes in the front.
Isn't that pretty cheap for that area?
I would think anywhere in California
It's a small three-bedroom house.
Oh. It's only 1,250 square feet.
It's kind of
a smaller house, really.
Oh, man.
I mean, for a three-bedroom house, it's kind of small.
You can live in Middle Creek twice with that money here.
It's got a nice deck out back.
We do winters at the actual animal house.
Yeah, we do.
I actually drive the motorcycle up the steps.
Nice.
Thank you, sir, man. Have another.
All right.
Man, it is. Yeah, I'm trying to see exactly where it is on the map now. I'm so curious about all this. Oh, yeah, it's a little bit northwest of Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, 316 Gimmick Street.
All right. Well, Rise Guys headlines, styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Paige, you know the stories to pull. You had all the ingredients needed right there. There was sex talk, there was farts, and there was...
That's pretty good.
Simulated masturbation.
A guy dressed like a pirate.
And Mike DeMone.
And you know what the cool part of that swimming pool is? That's where Phoebe Cates was topless.
Mm-hmm.
Well, certainly. That's why he was doing that.
Let's pool our money.
It wasn't Mike DeMone out there in his swimming trunks.
Yeah.
If you bought the house, it'd be the best rental ever.
Yeah.
She just took her top off, not the bottom, though.
Oh, Phoebe, you can bring Kevin Klein. I don't care.
Why does your friend swim topless?
If they had all been naked, they would have been more than... One set of pirate sleeves, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, boy.
You got that $50?
Yeah. Well, God bless America. You close it out?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay, thank you. And Rocker Bells and to Paige. Fat Boy, what's up in the sports hole?
The Alabama and Georgia game might be in question for Saturday night. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be an 8 o'clock start. It's going to be a big game.
You're doing good, DeMone.
Might not happen. You want those Bama Georgia tickets? I got them coming.
You still want the Commodores tickets?
I got those Earth, Wind, and Fire tickets on the way.
Yeah. You got to see Fast Times at Ridgemont High if you haven't yet.
Haven't seen it. You're just wasting your life.
It was from 1982, but it still holds true today.
Yeah.
There's still abortion. There's still ticket scalpers, and there's still...
stoners and all kind of stuff.
Movie theater ushers that are trying to chase the blank around.
Yep.
All right, we'll get into the sports hole right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Wake it up!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With that man, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
E1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet. And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
This is big news yesterday. It was so big that I didn't hear about it until I was watching the local news. And they busted in with it. Isn't that what they call it in the biz?
Oh, what is this about Billie Eilish and her breasts?
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see that.
That was everything yesterday.
This was Nick Saban tested positive for COVID-19.
Hmm.
Uh-oh.
He was talking to some ESPN people in his office. They interrupted and say, come here, little Nicky. He tested positive. He immediately went home.
I wonder if he's related to half of the Motor City Machine Guns.
Yeah, he might be.
So, now that I think about it.
He said that he's going to isolate for at least a couple days because the game is Saturday night, Alabama and Georgia.
Huh.
It's a top five matchup.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to take another test.
Would have likely had appearances for that very game.
That's he got the results, same test, same day, same results. So, rapid test. I don't know if he's going to be able to coach. Sark, oh, Lord. Sark's taking over the duties.
There's been situations in the past where I can't remember who, college or pro, that a coach was sick and they put him up in a press box room by himself and he was doing the play calls on the headphones. Do you remember this or was that a movie I saw?
No, there's been a few of those, actually.
Yeah. Was that what happened in Rudy or was it radio or?
He was offsides.
It was Rudio.
Rudio.
It was Rudio. That's right. Yeah.
So that's a big game, man. We're going to see. It hasn't been called off yet. LSU and Florida got postponed.
Yeah, it did. So Coach Mullen still want 90,000 people at the game?
No. Goodness. They kind of pulled back on that.
That's smart.
That whole deal. I don't know if I don't know if this is worth hitting.
In South Carolina, though, it's restaurants and all that stuff. There's no limits as far as how many people could be in there.
A lot of them are still limiting it on their own.
Well, they're. I need one of you to eat because I keep hearing your stomach.
I just ate.
They'll still distance the tables, but in a thing where you're outside and you got that many people there, I mean. We have to remember that people are people, and they have to be adults for themselves.
Yeah, Governor DeSantis told the Dolphins they can sell it out if they want.
Yeah.
I don't know if he told any other team that or not.
It should be statewide, probably.
But it says here that Coach Saban coached practice via Zoom. So somebody just, you know, walking around with a screen.
That's the business model now.
You let Coach Saban yell at you over Zoom?
Yeah, you can do everything remotely now.
I had a doctor's appointment by Zoom. No joke.
Have you seen the tackling dummies they have now in college and pros?
They're wearing masks?
They're remote controlled, and they can go up to like 20 miles per hour.
Oh, man, they're fast.
Yeah.
No kidding.
The big black tackling dummies.
Mm-hmm. All we had was the big round tubes. Yeah. That, you know those things? Like you would, you'd be trying to run through some kind of obstacle course, and it'd be swinging back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
Like a punching bag.
Yeah.
That's all we had, and it had two grips on the back for Coach Sam McCollum to hold.
Probably didn't have Coach making $9 million a year either.
No.
It shouldn't have been.
Maybe 1,000. We also had the things that you had to get. What was those things? It's like a plow.
Two-man sled?
Oh.
We had the five-man and the two-man.
Yeah.
We had one coach. If he got on there, he's a little lighter in the, waist. He was fine, but you got one of the bigger coaches, Coach Marty Crosley, on the back of that thing.
You got to drive him 10 yards, too.
He was a hoss of a man. Probably still is. What's up, Coach Marty?
Now, the five-man sled, if you had one person slacking off, you knew who it was.
Yeah. Brad Hamilton.
I don't I'll work this in since since we talked about fans at games. Zach Greinke, who's a bit of a wild card, as people would say. He almost went to Clemson, I think, or he got drafted first. He's got one of those local tie-ins.
Uh-huh.
He said it's nice playing in empty stadiums because the fans are always bugging him, asking for autographs and pictures. He doesn't like any of that stuff.
Are there heel baseball players?
He's always been kind of a heel.
Yeah,
and when he was younger, he had some kind of existential crisis or something going on because he was so good at pitching, so good at baseball, but it's not what he wanted to do. But it's like, how could you pass up doing this thing I don't want to do and making all this money for just doing it?
Some kind of UFO crisis, some alien crisis,
something like that. Yeah,
he's got like big mental blocks. I don't really know how else to put it. I don't know if it's anxiety or what, but he just kind of flakes out a lot.
Yeah, he's an odd cat.
I don't know if this is worth doing, but we'll throw it out there. The Braves yesterday tried to go up 3-0. They gave up 11 runs in the first inning.
Oh, gracious.
Lost 15-3. Wright's garbage. I had him in my fantasy lineup. He produced negative points.
He did. You got negative points.
First time this ever happened to me.
It's hard to do.
Negative.
How do you feel about being being guys from the 90s and all that stuff? The folks calling Acuna, just calling him Junior now.
Little Ronnie.
I don't like just Junior. There's only one Junior. Well, there's two. There's two Juniors. That's it. There's just two Juniors.
Well, if there's two, there can be three.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
You can have a Junior in every generation.
Not in my house.
That name should be retired.
We just have two rooms for two Juniors.
Real quick, man, Conor McGregor's going to fight Dustin Poirier January the 23rd. Dana White said take it or leave it, so he took it. A lot of people want to see Conor back in the
location, do we know that? The moon?
Fight Island?
I think AT&T Stadium. That's what he wanted to happen. I think they're going to try to make that work.
Well, it was like 25% attendance or something?
Plenty of room.
Yeah, probably.
Plenty of room for activities.
I don't know, a lot of people are thinking that somehow it's going to magically change the first of the year.
Yeah.
Maybe it will.
Special guest referee Nick Saban.
Oh, God.
You're literally
are you going to punch him or not?
For your lives. All right. Is that the sports hole?
Yeah, we done, man.
That's the sports hole.
We'll go to 8 o'clock if you want.
You know what? Let's go then.
You want to?
Keep doing. Do another sports story.
What do you got?
Go on shorts out for the year. Season engine. Hang on. Season-ending surgery.
Who's he play for?
Memphis.
Oh, okay.
Who did he play college for? There's your trivia question.
I didn't think he was still a Panther.
Yeah, he's a good one, man.
Yeah, I thought he'd gone somewhere else.
Mm. Maybe it's a good thing you didn't get that football show this year. You need to keep up.
I would keep up if I had a football show.
You would have known that. You would have known the thing about Chris Winkie that he said a moment ago.
Russell Wilson's in the 99 club now. Man.
Zach Greinke, excuse
Actually,
me.
Actually, I wouldn't be following the Panthers if I had a football show.
Yeah.
It's a college football show is what I'm saying.
That's true. That's a good point. All right, you win. We're going to take a break. We come back. We will talk to you, see what's going on, 1-800-774-0093. Anything you want to talk about, questions, we'll do some advice calls, whatever, 1-800-774-0093. Good morning to you.
Mornings with the Rise Guys.
Great show as always. You guys are fantastic. You make my morning enjoyable.
And 93-minute rock blocks all day. 93.3 The Planet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.